Dreamscape presents The Christmas Bouquet by Cheryl Woods. Narrated by Aaron Bennett. 1. It was all because of that blasted bridal bouquet, Caitlin Winters thought as she stared in dismay at the positive pregnancy test in her hand. From the moment she'd caught the bouquet at Jenny Collins's Christmas wedding in New York a little over a year ago, she'd been doomed. That instinctive grab of an object flying straight at her had changed her life. Her twin sister, Carrie, who'd all but shoved her aside to try to snatch the bouquet from the air, was going to laugh herself silly at what had transpired since that night. So were the rest of the O'Briens, for that matter. They loved irony. Noah McElroy, the family medicine resident who she'd met soon after the wedding and with whom she'd been having a serious relationship since last September, tapped on the bathroom door.
Caitlin, are you okay?
A hysterical laugh bubbled up, but she fought to contain it. This was no laughing matter. Fine, she managed to squeak out just as the door opened.
Noah's gaze shifted from her face to land on the test strip she was holding. Concern immediately evolved into astonishment.
You're pregnant?
He asked, his eyes filled with surprise, but a smile already tugging at his lips. His wonderful, sensual lips, which had gotten them into this mess, she thought wryly. Of course, she was well aware those lips hadn't caused her pregnancy. Heck, she'd known about the birds and bees long before that, thanks to all the romances in Chesapeake Shores and among her amorous O'Brien relatives. But it was her inability to resist Noah's heated kisses that had led to all the rest. That, and an apparently defective condom. Given her cautious nature, she probably should have insisted on at least 3 methods of birth control, but no, she'd trusted Noah when he'd assured her that the condoms would be sufficient. The man had cast a spell over her from the minute they'd met. Literally 1 week after she'd caught that blasted romantic bouquet with all its superstition attached like streamers of satin ribbon. The deft catch had earned hoots of laughter from her family and a stunned, disappointed scowl from her twin, who'd been angling for the bouquet all evening. And now, here she was, barely more than a year later, and pregnant. She hadn't even accepted Noah's repeated pleas that they live together, even though he was in her apartment more often than he was in his own. She'd drawn a line at that, knowing that
sample complete. Ready to continue?